You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
COSATU is calling on government to make an aggressive intervention amid job losses at the South African Post Office. Last month, it was announced that about 235 South African post offices and branches are set to be closed, leading to employees being retrenched after the conclusion of the Section 189 process. To further discuss this, we joined on the line by the COSATU Parliamentary Coordinator and Spokesperson, Matthew Parks. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
A job bloodbath indeed that's happening at the South African Post Office. What is the root cause, you think, that has led us down this road and other state-owned entities?
It's a mixed bag. I think that, you know, many of the SOEs have been plunged into a crisis because of mismanagement, of corruption, of state capture, of not having competent permanent management employed. Sometimes also the issue of underinvestment in infrastructure. I think the post office also experienced the issue of structural shifts, that people no longer go, like we used to in the 80s, to post letters to relatives. They now send electronic communications, WhatsApp, emails, and so forth. And the post office hasn't kept pace with those deep structural shifts, because that business model of the past is not going to sustain it. It's been quite worrying, because this has plunged these workers into real despair. For many months at times, they don't receive their salaries. The third-party deductions, like medical and pension funds, are often not paid, which is actually a criminal offence because they have been deducted by the employer from their salaries. And, of course, you know, since the beginning of the last year, the government has post office indicated the intention to retrench about 6,000 staff. Already about 3,000 staff have resigned and just opted to take voluntary severance packages because how would you afford to remain at a workplace which doesn't pay you your salary? You can't even get to work. But we think the post office can be saved. Parliament has processed two legislation to help reposition it. One is to allow the post bank to take off as a fully licensed commercial bank. And, of course, it has a symbiotic relationship with the post office. And the second is the post office amendment bill, which is currently before Parliament, which will enable the post office to enter the courier business. And the courier business is doing very well if you look at the private sector companies. And also to enable it to become like a multi-purpose government or one-stop government shop where you can apply for your ID documents, your social grants, SME funding. We think if those can happen with a necessary kind of support from government and the business and practitioners, it could be repositioned. But we need to have an alternative approach besides simply retrenching workers and closing branches, because if you cut too much, you'll end up having nothing to rebuild it at the end of the day. We are convinced it can become a thriving entity once again.
So that seems to be some of the interventions that can be implemented. But there seems to be a never-ending trend at state-owned enterprises where they become insolvent each year. What does this say about government's handling of SOEs in general?
It's not a good picture. It's not pretty at all. And we know that, you know. But look, I think also to be fair, even until about a decade ago, these SOEs and entities were actually world-recognized. They were world-class. SCA was routinely voted the best airline in Africa. Eskom was exporting into these neighboring states. Transit was the backbone of, you know, export sectors. Post office, et cetera, also all did well. I think the decades of capture has caused immense damage. I think it would take us, in some instances, a decade to undo that damage. But we also need to see government with much greater speed. You've got to implement competent management, and you've got to give some initial assistance. And, for example, if we're committed to a post bank, a post office, then government should also lead from the front and use these services as its sort of provider of choice, because that will inject necessary liquidity to enable to be, you know, get on its feet and also to attract ordinary consumers, businesses, et cetera, to it as well. But we have to move much, much faster. We've started raising this issue with the Minister of Communication and Labour at the beginning of last year, after the budget speech when this was first announced. We've had not moved with enough speed, but we've been having quite a few meetings in the past few weeks with the two ministers of Communication and Labour, as well as the Department of Labour and Unemployment Insurance Fund and Department of Communications, to see what can be done. They are engaged with the business to practitioners to see, can we look at something alternative? Can we look at not retrenching workers? And let's see what kind of support can be given to the post office in conjunction with a turnaround and a business rescue plan. Mm-hmm.
But what do you say about some negative sentiments that the unions are not doing enough to safeguard the jobs of workers, and that as an affiliate of the Tripartite Alliance, that COSATU is more concerned about the interests of the ANC-led government as opposed to the workers?
Well, look, I mean, in a democracy, you'll have armchair critics. I don't think even the Springboks didn't have their fair share of armchair critics. Not to say we're the Springboks. And that's fine, that's part of the course. They're always a criticism. Some little bit of silly. If you look at criticism on social media, one wouldn't want to take it too seriously. We're not really concerned about that. I think that our fundamental concern is how do we save these workers' jobs? How do we get them to be paid the salary every month? How do we ensure the post office, the post bank, and all of these other SOEs are repositioned, given the support they need? That's a fundamental issue. You will have criticism no matter what. No matter how well you do or you don't do, that's fine. And criticism is good to keep you on your toes and to reflect on what you're doing right and what you're not doing right. But for us right now, the focus is on these engagement with the ministers. There has been good engagement. We're hopeful that we need to resolve it in the next few weeks, because beyond that, workers will be retrenched, and we simply can't afford to see more workers sent to the unemployment queue when we have a 41% unemployment in the economy. We just can't afford to lose a single job.
I thank you so much for your time. That was COSATU Parliamentary Coordinator and Spokesperson Matthew Parks.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.